Welcome to the Draw Doctors Podcast, your weekly dose of fantasy footy content.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Draft Doctors. I'm your host John Crockett and today we are talking all things round 17 and waiver wire pickups for what is pretty much our last review show for this year. Moving on into the off season now, we'll probably do a couple of ISO drafts. We've got an out show next week where we're just going to look back on what we saw throughout the year, who popped, who shat the bed and whatnot. And the star man from the Western Victoria, it is Stevie Fizz, is joining us. Welcome.
Yeah, well, the star man from Western Victoria is not Jeremy Cameron. I had that guy, like, across the board in all my drafts. And fuck him. Unfortunately, wasn't great. Great to be here. Thank Christ this season's over. I'm checked out round one. I was checked out a long time ago. After the home league draft where I was passed out by about round four and in a fist fight by round eight, that was
highlight, I think. It all just went downhill after that with all the bloody corona ball bullshit. So, and Cam, how is the free life up in the northern states?
Even though I'm free, I'm still asking for just that little bit more. I really want a grand final holiday. Public holiday for Queensland, for the AFL Grand Final, like you schmoes get every year. Time to get it.
Well, we're getting the Grand Final, but it's not the Grand Final public holiday. It's Thank You Day.
Well, that's fair.
Well, I've got nothing to be thankful right now. I'll be thankful if I've got my freedom.
That's true.
Hey, what holidays do you have up there that we don't have? Like, you must have, like, Wife Beater Day or something. The Victoria doesn't get.
We have a celebration of mangoes, which is like, yeah.
That's a bad day.
It's not real either. Oh. But this is awkward.
Well, speaking of awkward, Cam, why don't you just run us through the Saints and the Eagles match?
The segue is elite. Really awkward. So it really says something about the contestability of the top five versus the rest of the competition when a side like the Eagles beats the sixth place St Kilda without the majority of their starting midfield. Tim Kelly was an absolute monster in this game, and given the likes of Shuey, Hutchings, Redden, and Sheed will probably miss again. Well, Redden's out for the season.
And Yo's been ruled out
and,
as well.
And Yo, yeah, correct. He's probably going to have another banger against the lowly North Melbourne next week. So good signs for Tim Kelly owners going into next week. Jerry McGovern is going to miss the last week of the season as well. He might return for finals. And to be honest, no one really gives a shit. They're up against North Melbourne. Tom Cole might be okay, as you said last week, Jono, but he wasn't exactly setting the world on fire in the absence of McGovern this week. So there's probably better streams out there than looking at Jeremy McGovern's replacement. And speaking of better streams, Paddy Ryder had the game of his life against Nick Nat. He worked really well around the ground, ended up with 5 inside 50s, 22 hitouts, and a couple of marks on his way to 95 AFL fantasy points and 115 Supercoach. Probably won't be on your waivers in Supercoach, but he might be there in AFL fantasy. So if he's there, he could be a really valuable stream against GWS. For the final, he's got the forward status as well in AFL fantasy. It just depends, I guess, if they're going to keep on rolling out the assassin, which is Big Shane Mumford, or not. And that's about it.
Yeah, I'd just be streaming everything West Coast against North Melbourne because they're just putrid and opposition teams are scoring at will. Steve, what did you notice in the Cats and the Tigers match?
The first thing is Injury City. So Big Soldo has unfortunately done his ACL. You'd hate to do a serious injury in this clusterfuck of a season. But the Tigers have been rolling the dual ruck for the best part of, what, 2+ years now. So Nank scored pretty well, was up against the Cats and their abortion of a ruck setup. So maybe don't take too much stock in that. I'd have to think they'll bring in... I got no idea who they'll bring in. It'll probably be Chole because... is Tom Lynch missing? Is he got iced up, the hand bone. Can't imagine.
It was a low grade, but I haven't heard any info. You'd think they're just rolling for the finals, even though it is Adelaide.
Yeah, he's not going to... He won't play next week.
Yeah. So they'll know if they're locked into top four before their match anyway, so...
Well, they are 6 points clear of West Coast, so they're fine.
Oh, was it? I thought it was only two. I was looking at the ladder just before. Maybe it wasn't updated. But yeah, anyway, you can't imagine they'll play him. So maybe Jack Riewoldt's a good stream. You kick four.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be looking at Tigers forwards. They're playing the Crows. That's probably... Well, I don't know. The Crows are winning, so they're not playing much. Cats took a lot of marks. Teams do try that against the Tigers. And Shai Bolton's been pretty good this year. We had seen him score really well in the middle before. Last year, I think he was getting sort of in there in bits and pieces. He's 34th in the league for centre clearances. So he's certainly getting that mid-time. And I just like him. He's a good player.
Yeah, fair enough. I did check out the North and the Freo game. Going into 2021, it's going to be... I'm pretty interested in Freo players for next year because they play a pretty fantasy-friendly game. Justin Longmuir's got them up and about. So, but the question will come along with the split time with Mundy, Fife, all those midfielders. We know Fife can score if he's playing forward and midfield. Mundy, I mean, his second half has been absolutely brilliant. And then you've got the young blokes coming through. So who are going to be those big scorers? I think we've talked about it. A fair bit going forward. Stephen Hill, he's actually playing some pretty good footy. He's pretty solid there off the half back line the last couple of weeks. If he does stay injury free, I'm happy to roll the dice yet again on Stephen Hill next year.
Next year.
What?
If he hangs around.
If he doesn't get cut. But what else am I going to play him in the offseason?
I have more faith in David Mundy at this point.
You know my love for Stephen Hill. Blake Akers, do we trust him? I mean, I know they've just been playing nothing, but you can't really trust him.
I think there was one point. So Justin Longmuir comes out and says, he's still got some stuff to work on. And then I think in like the first 5 minutes of the game, he had about six... touches, and three of them he kicked out in the full. so it's sort of like...
Maybe he's kicking he needs to work on?
Just makes me a little bit uncertain, to be honest.
And this is how much goals do not matter in any fantasy scoring. Jesse Hogan with the four goals for an awesome 51 Supercoach and 55 AFL Fantasy.
55 Supercoach?
No, 51 Supercoach. He scored less 51. In Supercoach than he did in AFL Fantasy.
Was he just standing in the square and the ball fell at his feet or something?
He still had nine possessions. He had low possession, but he still kicked four goals, but that's just garbage. Nothing in return. Absolute garbage. And that's how much of a shit game it was. North Melbourne had no AFL fantasy tons, but one Supercoach ton. And that was it for that game. Goldie is absolutely cooked. Do not draft him ever again. Cam, roll us through Port Adelaide and the Bombers.
As I mentioned last week, the Bombers are absolutely cooked as well. They're basically just doing the same as North Melbourne at this point. They didn't even bother plopping a lockdown on anyone this week, whereas last week they threw a bit of a tag around. But this week they just had players go head-to-head, and it was really good signs for some of the Port mids. Tom Rockliffe got completely off the chain. Boak had an all right game. Ollie Wines had a pretty good game. Sounds like it could be pretty happy days for owners of Oliver and Petraka going into the league, draft league finals next week. And also the likes of Christian Salem and Stephen May actually should be pretty good because some of their defenders from Port went really well, like Hamish Hartlett, Dan Houston, Trent McKenzie, Riley Bonner and Darcy Byrne-Jones. They were all good. And so given that Melbourne are quite well known for being terrible by foot, it could be happy days for Port next week in the final. Hopefully DBJ doesn't drop you another eight in a very important game like he did last year.
Salty.
That's it.
Yeah. Oh, wasn't me. I just love rubbing it
in. That's a non-injury eight as well.
That's correct.
So there's actually another one like that this week, to be honest, with Sam Doherty, but it was injury at least. Anyway, the wet weather didn't really help his case, but Jordan Ridley put in another meh performance in this game as well. And I think I've kind of figured out why he's been on a bit of a downward trend over the last couple of weeks. And it's that shift to fullback or shift to the back line for Devon Smith. He's primarily sitting in the middle of the switch. And so the ball is just constantly going to where Ridley was. Ridley was that conduit for the switch. And now it's Devon Smith. So he went massive this week for 100 AFL fantasy and 120 super coach respectively. So massively good news for lunch meat owners. Awkward news for Ridley owners. But again, you know, they're versing Melbourne, notoriously bad by foot. Ridley could still be pretty good next week.
Still got the super coach ton, Ridley, so.
Yeah, more so in AFL fantasy, and he's sort of been on a trend of, you know, 50s and 60s, I think, in AFL fantasy, so not so good.
But he has.
If you got Jordan Ridley, you would have got him off the waiver wire. He still gave you 68. That's passable.
70.
Don't get me wrong. It's absolutely passable. It's more that he was used to 74s and 75s prior. Yeah.
Yeah. GWS and the Demons, Steve.
Yeah, well, the only question is, like, I mean, you're still getting deliveries down in Melbourne, Joe? Like, if you order stuff online, or you can't go to the shops, can you? The retail?
Can't go to retail, no.
Yeah, so any Tom Green keeper owners in Melbourne would have had to have bought new pants after they ejaculated so hard it just tore their pants to shreds, right?
That's why we wear those elastic jeans. You know, they just bulge with you. They're great.
Oh, they work with the jizz.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
absolutely
good. That's good. I got these actually new pants. Emma bought them for me, and they're not what I wanted. They seem like they're for the kids. They got these the bottom part of your pants.
You know, I refuse
it's like,
them.
Yeah. I was going to go to the shops, and I'm like, I can't wear these to the shops.
What's wrong with the... Explain. I need a little bit more of a visual.
So where the leg, the bottom of the leg, turns into like elastic, so...
Yeah.
It's a no.
Oh.
I'm too old for
that. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the kids will be looking at me going, what the fuck are you doing, old man? Stumbling around in that shit. Anyway, so Tom Green scored pretty well. A lot of 21 contested possessions. Holy shit. That's amazing in 67% game time. Whew. That's amazing. Happy days for that. Shane Mumford was just going around killing people. And Western City, I can't believe
it. Really was.
How are they missing the finals? Like, I don't understand this. If you told me that at the start of the year, I would have said no fucking way.
I had like $2 to make top four. Gino Worth, I'm like, yeah, I'll have some of that.
Yeah.
Cashed out that sucker a few weeks ago.
Like, oh, it's got to be one of the more shocking things I've seen.
Did they go on Adelaide's off-season camp or something? Who knows?
I don't know. Bad times.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what's happening? I mean, some of them are still scoring well, but I've got to be cagey about some GWS players next year, surely. I don't know.
Mm.
Or is it just they're such good runners, like the shortened season, like the shortened games have taken
that. They don't get run the opponents into the ground sort of thing when they can run over them?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. They were such a good centre clearance team, but that doesn't seem to be a good thing to be good at anymore.
Mm. No. Look at Hawthorn. Yeah. And the Bulldogs, they're terrible. But
And Trent Rivers played a pretty cracking match for the Demons.
Fair enough. Cam, run us through the Blues and the Crows.
Yeah, I saw a tweet go out after this one. It was something to the effect of Carlton's season has been a lot like Bryce Gibb's career. It was really promising for a while, but then it just, by the end, it just became confusing. And I think that pretty much sums up the game as well, and Carlton in general this year. So they looked really damn tired throughout this game. They just weren't really effective at all. Sam Doherty, as I was saying, was iced early and would have changed some elimination formats outcomes this week. He finished on 11 AFL fantasy and 13 Supercoach, which at this time of the season, that probably loses you a game. I can promise you it was his calf. And before the game, he was almost ruled out for that calf. And I can promise you now the owners would have preferred he missed so they could at least get a streamer in. Jono?
What's worse is Tom Brown broke the story and I questioned it at the start.
Yeah.
Like, calf Doherty, nah, broken by Tom Brown, just ignore that shit. And it's turned out true. Like, this is 2020 in a nutshell.
Yeah, Tom Brown getting something right. You hate to see it.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what, like, so even in your ultimate footy sort of formats, you might have a threshold on your the time on ground that someone has to be before they actually count for a score, and he hits 17% and 15 is the threshold. So you're copping that either way, unfortunately. Because he's out, expect probably Cade Simpson to take a bump in his potentially final game of his career. He played pretty well when he went out and scored well as well. Lachlan Scholl and Harry Schoenberg looked really good for your keepers, especially in that midfield. Who knows what's going to happen in the off-season? Brad Crouch leaves. If Rory Atkins leaves, there's probably more opportunity through there for them next year. So look at them, maybe even in your single-season formats next year. Harry Schoenberg definitely looks like one of those kids that is a bit chubby now, but we know that chubby is just talent to grow into. Bryce Gibbs could have kept going, and I love that his last game was a bit of a fuck you to how he's been managed over the last couple of years, because he was actually really good playing off the halfback.
Steve, talk us through the Hawks and the Dogs.
Yeah, so geez, I've got the injury games. There's a few injuries. Toby McLean, ACL. Who gets the bump? No one.
Yeah.
Remember when we were debating Josh Dunkley or Toby McLean?
I do.
Yeah. Yikes. Yep. Yikes.
What a long time ago. But he actually had his biggest score of the year last week, and it was a pretty good score in a tagging role. Didn't look like he had that in this match. He only played like 5 minutes. Did kick a goal for owners. So, little things. Jack Gunston has been pretty good for a key forward in a dog shit team. Coming sixth in the Coleman. I was well off Jack Gunston this year, but he's probably been serviceable for owners. There didn't seem to be too much in this game. The Bulldogs players just drilled them, and the Q's in the racks for the Hawks. I don't even know if John Segler in the number one role is worthy of much more than an F5 at best. With the forward status, he is terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. And I've got him in my team and I'm not playing him at all. No,
can't blame, especially when they've dropped Big Boy or managed Big Boy and only got the late call up with a couple of late outs. So.
Yeah,
and got no ruck time in that game. And the last game is the Swans and the Lions. Our boy, we're claiming him, the Minge, got a super coach ton from 13 possessions. 2 marks and 3 tackles. How the fuck does that happen where Hogan has had 4 goals and 6 possessions and gets a 50? So, I don't know. It's a super coach scoring. Who the hell knows? But it was probably the second Brigaders that did all the scoring here with Lachie Neal and Zorko well down. Lachie Neal was getting tagged. It was Cam Ellis-Yolman and Jared Lyons. They led from the front and absolutely blitzed it. Cam Ellis-Yolman was playing midfield forward split, which was, if he does get a game next year, might have some forward status and might be rosterable if he does play all the time. Going to go all Tom Brown here at the moment. One of my sources has potentially told me Witherden is out of favour at the Brisbane Lions.
What?
Hence why he hasn't been playing and potentially a trade, up for trade at the end of this season. Even though he did sign a 2-year contract, sources tell me he is well out of favour and could be looking for a new home next year. And Callum Mills, he is having an absolute blinder of a year this year. He's had the breakout, averaging 100 in Supercoach, which makes him the 10th highest averaging defender and 8th in AFL fantasy. He was getting a bit of mid-time throughout the year, but he seems very comfortable there as that plus one in defence. He was marking everything up in Cairns yesterday. Even though it was raining, he played a super game. So hopefully that continues on next year for Callum Mills, which is him and Jake Lloyd in the same team. You've got pretty fantasy-friendly defenders there going forward. All right. We are going to move on now to the waiver wire part of the show.
Oh, whoa.
I always forget this part.
Jono.
I always forget this.
Now, look, last week was a little bit harsh going after the same guy again and again and again, right? But I've decided to go to greener pastures this week for the segment that everyone loves. And this one's going to be players getting a game at other clubs Fiorini may be traded to. And this week, we've got Aiden Bonner, 6 touches, 3 turnovers for 22 AFL fantasy points and 16 super coach. There you go.
Wow.
Brilliant.
I was going to say, if you want to go to the Gold Coast Suns.
Lemons.
Oh, he's injured. He got injured in the first, like, 5 minutes. Yeah.
Okay, have we gone through Corbett yet? Because he's not much better.
What? Yeah, he's a defender, though.
David Swallow. The ultimate jack.
The ultimate jack.
Far out. All right, we are going to move on to the waiver wire pickups this week. Look, we won't be talking too many people because it is the grand finals of your leagues. I'll start off. I think I mentioned it earlier. Any West Coast Eagles player, they're going to be going hammer and tong, looking to get that home final. I think if they finish 5th, they will get the home final. Anything else, they are going or staying in Brisbane, which they don't want to do. I think, Cam, you mentioned Port defenders, lock and load them. And I've also got Saints forwards against the GWS because Saints want to win and knock GWS out of this final. So I think they'll be going hammer and tong as well, whereas GWS are just going to be like, meh, we don't give a shit. Cam, what do you got?
I've just got D's defenders to add on there versus the Bombers. Bombers were just awful, and the D's defenders, I think, you know, Stephen May, Christian Salem, and maybe even Trent Rivers could have pretty big games.
Yep. And Steve, what do you got?
I'm out. It's over.
Check it. It's footy season time. It's NFL.
Oh, don't even start. My keeper team, which I thought was like stacked.
I just loved it this morning.
In round one.
This morning, I wake up, have my coffee. Oh, I'll check the scores. Philly Eagles lose to football team.
I love it. Like the Colts, I swear to God, they're playing the Jags, who traded away all their good players because the quarterback next year coming out of college is like the most laydown Mazaire number one pick in a while. Everyone was just like, oh, they're just tanking. Fucking beat the Colts. I'm just like, ugh. Same old shit. Every year. Why do we watch sports? There's so much more pain than joy, and the joy is just like, yeah, they should have done that.
Yeah, I agree, but that's why we do love sports. It's Cleveland Browns, weren't they supposed to be good this year? Or Baltimore just that good?
No, Baltimore is sick.
Yeah. Ah, fair enough. Any final thoughts before we wrap up the show?
No. Oh, when are we doing the next draft? The ISO draft.
We'll do ISO drafts next week. What did you say you were going to do?
A reflection. No, okay, fuck it. We won't have to do a wrap.
Do you really want to reflect on this shit year?
No.
I just want to move on from it.
What if we draft our favorite, like
an AGB, you're just moving on from a massive night. out of you and you're just like, that's it.
Let's draft our commentary team. We'll do draft a commentary team.
Yeah, okay.
Because someone did put it up on Twitter, just, you know, two colour callers, 2 special comments and a boundary rider, something like that. We can do that next week.
You wanted to do heist movies at some point, didn't you?
Heist movies. I've got a list growing. Kitchen appliances.
Have we not done the kitchen appliances?
We have not done the kitchen appliances.
We definitely did them when we did top fives.
We did do top fives.
Statesman's drafting a fucking Thermomix. Fucking hell.
Air fryer, George Foreman, Nutribullet, whatever.
Nutribullet, yeah. He's got the Nutribullet.
Fuck, I'll just take that round one just to spite him. Look, we are going to do a few ISO drafts over the preseason, off-season. So if you've got any ideas, shoot us some through on the Twitters, at the Draft Doctors, or on the Facebooks. Just drop us a line if you want to have a chat while we're doing the drafts. And if you're going to grand finals, good luck. We want to see those trophies posted on the socials. We love it when you bring home the trophy, maybe, or maybe not through our help. We don't know. We like to have a bit of shits and giggles here on the show. But we do really like to see those trophies up there and pay out your mate to come last, because that's what it's all about. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Draft Doctors Podcast. For more tips and in-depth analysis, head over to thedraftdoctors.com.au.